This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Much as airlines are consolidating, so too is the online air and travel booking industry. We learned this morning Expedia is going to drop $1.5 billion to buy Orbitz. The deal will narrow the online travel booking field considerably, Priceline being the other major player left standing. So good news for Expedia, but as with any merger, somebody's got to lose, Gigi Duban reports.
If Expedia and Priceline had muscle before, think of them now on steroids. Doug Quinby tracks the travel industry with the research firm Focusrite. He says Expedia already has bargaining power with airlines and hotels to negotiate things like fees and access to inventory.
They've got a lot of customers at their disposal, a big share of the market, so they can command suppliers' attention in a way that smaller players cannot.
Expedia and Priceline make most of their money on hotel bookings, and demand for rooms is high, but he says people want deals.
And if they can't find the rate that they want at this four-star hotel, then they will go to that three-and-a-half-star hotel.
Today's news shouldn't affect consumers' travel costs one way or the other, says Rich Meredick. He's founder of Insight Travel, a market research firm.
I think in the end, this has pushed more pressure on the hotels and squeezes their profits.
Hotels hate paying commissions to online sites. To make sure they don't undercut Expedia or Priceline, say, there are rate parity agreements. Those prevent hotels from advertising lower prices than their online competitors.
But what you also have is hotels jockeying for more direct business, looking for any way to get around those parity arrangements by offering, you know, advanced purchase deals, specials of their own, like packages and upgrades.
In the end, he says it's a share grab game, and that might just work out well for consumers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.